This is WMUK, Information Inspiration for Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Two of Kalamazoo's most important thoroughfares, Michigan Avenue and Stadium Drive, do little to accommodate non-motor traffic. But a series of meetings tomorrow through Friday could be the start of an overhaul. They're meant to gather public input on how to make the corridor foot and bike friendly. Deputy City Manager Jeff Chamberlain says the talks reflect an ongoing change in how people move through downtown. I spoke with Chamberlain, who starts by describing what planners are asking themselves.
Are there opportunities for bike lanes on Michigan Avenue? Are there ways that we could maybe slow the traffic down on Michigan and Stadium, or make some of the intersections more safe? The intersections of Academy, South, Lovell, and where they all cross Stadium there, where we have the artwork, the colonnade artwork. We've heard from a number of people that it's kind of confusing. If Oakland Drive, Stadium, South, Lovell, Academy, all coming together and zigzagging around. And if you've lived in the community long enough, you know how to navigate it. But for newcomers to our community, it can be a confusing intersection. And so we're going to look at that intersection in particular. And knowing that we have a lot of students and people in the neighborhood that walk back and forth that way, how can we make that intersection better and safer for pedestrians and people who want to bike back and forth?
Chamberlain says plans to connect the two ends of the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail through the downtown are still evolving, and this week's discussions could help move them forward.
We've been looking at alternate routes to downtown. We've looked at the Willard Street Corridor, which runs basically along parallel to the railroad track. So it would connect Westridge over to the river, basically along the railroad track. We've also looked at the possibility of Water Street and kind of connecting through Park and Westridge. And now, we're also going to look at, you know, is Michigan Avenue a possibility?
When we talked before, in terms of the proposed potential Water Street route, parking was an issue, and that was being raised at Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated, which manages the parking. Is parking still a sticking point in considering any of these routes?
Whenever we're talking downtown, parking is always a discussion point. But what we've always said going into this is that parking's not going to be the deciding factor. It's just like anything else. We need to consider it because we do have downtown merchants and we have the downtown customers and the users of downtown that, you know, they do need a place to park. But we do have a parking study that's underway now for all of downtown, looking at the next 5 years of where do we need more parking and where is the parking already maxed out or where do we maybe have excess capacity.
If any owner of any property downtown were to say, I don't want this bike path going right past here, does the city have the power to take that and give the path the right of way?
Legally speaking, yes, we do. Realistically, that doesn't happen very often. The KRVT, for example, has actually worked very closely with private property owners outside the city of Kalamazoo to obtain easements and attain land, and they've been very successful with that. Because I think most people, when they realize the benefits of a trail, whether they're in the downtown area or they're out in the country, they see it as a benefit. Now, the reality, what happens is you get into questions of, does the trail go on private property or is it on, for example, the street? If it's on the street, then the city can just do it. If it needs to go on private property, then you need to get into real estate agreements, easement agreements, or purchase agreements, and that's just a negotiated working process that you work with each individual property owner.
Chamberlain acknowledges that plenty of work lies ahead to make Kalamazoo more foot and bike friendly, but the current situation could have been worse, much worse.
Downtowns all across the country are reshaping themselves to be less car-oriented and more people-oriented. And that's a really positive thing. So Kalamazoo's moving along the same path. And, you know, truly, it's an evolution of downtowns. You know, back in the 1950s, there was a plan for downtown that would have pretty much wiped out most of downtown and turned it into a giant parking lot with a road going around the downtown. And if you look at those drawings today, you think it's horrible. It looks like a shopping mall, a cluster of buildings in the middle surrounded by a sea of parking and a ring road on the outside. At the time, that was very forward-thinking. It was a very cutting-edge urban plan for the city of Kalamazoo. It's actually how we got the pedestrian mall. That was the beginning of it. Crosstown Parkway was the beginning of it. And fortunately, the sea of parking did not come about. But at the same time, though, we are following the trends. Millennials are buying fewer cars than their parents. More people are asking for covered bike parking places. We're tracking things like Uber and Lyft and the rideshare and how that can impact downtown Kalamazoo and the rest of Kalamazoo. So as we recognize that, hey, you know, Kalamazoo needs to change with the times, and we have been. Actually, it's been a 20-plus year journey, and now we're moving into a new phase, I believe, where we're almost getting to a tipping point where there's a lot of excitement downtown. You come downtown on a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and you'll find sidewalks that are full.
That was Kalamazoo Deputy City Manager Jeff Chamberlain. The public is invited to a series of meetings this week on how to make Stadium Drive and Michigan Avenue more non-motor friendly. There's a link to the schedule at our website, wmuk.org.